Yeah, you are going to need to speak up.
Hi!
You have to make the waves move.
Well, I think I have it. This one doesn't turn on.
The monster microphone.
It's called a condenser mic.
I'm going to call it the monster.
I don't know what this is, but I got it so that it would be like a old school game show host.
Mm-hmm. Like Bob Barker.
Yeah. Except I'm older, and I think more like the guy on like Joker's Wild.
Who I don't even know what that show is.
It was something weird that when I was little it was on. It was something with they spun a wheel, they pulled like a lever and it spun a wheel, and then there were like cards. Apparently the Jokers were wild.
See, Grandma always just watched Bob Barker.
Yes. And that this is a different grandma than we've talked about before. Because, oh, that's the voice of my special guest.
Hello.
This is my cousin. Is that okay?
Yeah.
I mean,
that's what we are.
Yes. I just don't know how identified you want to be. So, that's
my name is Ashley. Hello. I'm waving. You can't see me.
Yeah. But you can hear it if she moves because Noodle will freak out. We are coming at you live from my house for the first time because I finally cleaned it up enough.
You got new furniture.
I did. I got new furniture. The old furniture was smelly. Indy smells bad. That's not why she's not out here.
Where is she? In there?
Her kennel is in the other room. She's not, like, aggressive, but she's a little scarier when she does the whole barking and screaming and jumping when someone comes in, so. To keep everyone more relaxed, we just let her go in her room and hang out. And I haven't heard her, so.
Yeah.
I think that's going well. I'm eating a piece of chocolate because I'm stoned, as usual. Which reminds me to grab my little vape so I have it in my hand. I just wrote down some interesting things. Probably not interesting because I wrote it down last night while I was watching that YouTube painting video that I was like really high and it was so cool to watch.
It's fun.
So, not everything, I told you, oh, wait a second.
You have to do your warning.
I didn't. Warning. Now she's just kind of lame, but whatever. We're going to talk about murder, and I'm probably going to talk about marijuana because I'm always high, but I'm the only one using it, but it's all, accordance to laws and stuff. Listen, I don't have to show you my card. I know my rights. I don't know. Shut up. It's a little bit of a different banter when you have relatives. Maybe I should play my hypnosis podcast, which is on here, is one of the things. It's very relaxing. She gets to listen to it at night, so maybe it would help her, but there's these hypnosis podcasts. Oh, wait. Those are for later things.
Oh, okay.
Just because everyone's here. You're here for the murder. So I don't want to be one of these people who's like, and after this, we'll talk about who the killer is and then never say it. Like, is that burying the lead? Is that what that is? Yeah, I'm not going to do that. But we don't have any news. So sorry. But I did email. Yeah. If I had that sound card, I could do that. I emailed Cappy, and I did not tell him that I call him Cappy, but whatever. And I emailed him and asked if there was any updates, and he said no, they're still waiting on the lab. So, I mean, I knew that, because he told me he'd tell me, but...
Is there an update on when the lab could be finished?
No, but before he said he thought it would be done in February, so maybe in March they'd have a report. And all he said this time was just, still waiting on the lab. So, like, I don't
know. They could be on the report part now. You just don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. But also, I feel like if he was completely ruled out, they'd be able to tell me that.
Right.
So, they're either not done or it's him. I mean, we already knew that anyway, but I don't know. There. These vapes get clogged. It's a whole thing. It's annoying. So, I don't know who the killer is.
No, we know.
Yeah. We think we know. I don't know. Sometimes I really, really am sure, but it's highly unlikely. It's ridiculous to think it could have been him, but there's too much there to not be worried about it.
Yeah. I just, like, how do you live like that? Like, doing that, and then if it was, and then just...
They usually don't stop, I don't think, but, I mean, we don't know that, you know, whether it was him or not, we don't know that the I-70 killer necessarily stopped. Mm. You know, he could have just changed the way he did stuff. And, like, well, they've been noticing I go along I-70. Perhaps next time. You know, I was watching a show last night, and it happened in Cleveland. Oh, that's funny, because I've had Cleveland on. And it was this guy who was murdered, and it's still unsolved. And it happened, it was in March of 92. And the I-70 killing started in April of 92. So maybe he killed this guy in Cleveland, too. There's absolutely no reason other than I was high and I was watching this show last night, and it's unsolved. Yeah. So that's all the reasons why I think that one's him. So it could be what? Noodle, I guess. Well, no.
Say I wasn't born.
You weren't born in 92. It couldn't have been Ashley.
I was only two.
Yeah. It couldn't have been me because I was only five. That's not true. I lied.
Yeah, that definitely was not true.
I will be older than that. Munchie Chi, you're not supposed to rat me out. Munchie Chi. That's enough.
I will not say how great you were.
Yeah. Munchie Chi's. Stop. You must stop with the screaming. How dare you defy me?
Why are you back talking?
Yeah. Munchie Chi, no.
I don't. Okay, I'll keep that in.
Munchie Chi! Nobody wants to hear it. Or maybe they do. I don't know. Why did I pick up another piece of candy?
I don't know. I'm
supposed to be talking. Oh my god. Okay. Now, we do have a very important bit of information we need to discuss.
Ooh.
And that's the man who died and was found along the river a few days ago.
Yes.
This all sounds extremely suspicious. Munchie Chi! We're doing important work. We're solving murders here. You have to stop it. I was moving a table. Nobody farted. That I know of. Okay, so there's a river here.
Just one.
Yeah, it's just one. And, you know, not everywhere is there a river, so that's weird. And some man, I mean, I don't know anything about this man, but he was found dead after he had gone missing from his girlfriend's house. He's actually not, he didn't live in Tiffin, he lived in a sort of nearby-ish town. And he was at his girlfriend's house, which I don't even know where that is, but he left at like 3 a.m.
Yeah, it was no barefoot. Shoes.
Yeah, barefoot, and it was cold, and it was, wasn't it snowing that night?
Maybe.
Or raining?
Probably raining.
Yeah, I mean, it, even if it wasn't freezing, it was still cold for sure. This is Ohio. It's March. I mean, today it's a little warm-ish, but too cold to go outside and paint.
Yes, it was cold.
Yeah, so he leaves at 3 a.m. I mean, look, I have no idea if he was, like, on something or, you know, I mean, there's certainly reasons other than foul play that someone might go out the house in no shoes.
But even the missing persons reports that were being put on Facebook were weird.
I never saw any of those. What happened?
So, I saw one and it just said, if you see, I don't even know what his name is.
Joseph.
Yeah. If you see this guy and it had a picture of him, please contact me. We're looking for him. And that was it. No connections to the police or the sheriff's department. Nothing. And people were like, well, why are we looking for him? Like, is he missing? That kind of thing. And then the person would have never comment back.
Who was posting that?
I think his girlfriend.
Oh.
It was just very weird. And it was in, like, the scanner pages, and...
Yeah, there's definitely something weird about it. But they haven't said, like, how he died or anything, so... Mm-hmm. You know, and maybe it was suicide or something. You know, I mean, you wouldn't need to put your shoes on and get, you know... But they didn't release any kind of details, or they don't know any. Mm-hmm. But...
Did somebody find him or see him?
I don't know. Let me see. I've been Googling it a lot, and yet, apparently I don't know. But I finally found where it was. It was on Water Street.
Yeah.
So, that's not far. Oh, wait, I'm not trying to check.
Do I taste good?
Noodle, you're gross.
You're looking the top of my hand. I don't know what's there.
Okay, so there's no... Everything is from 2 and 3 days ago. So it doesn't look like there's anything new. And... It just says officials from police and sheriff found the body. So I guess they were probably looking for him.
I'm trying to find that post now.
Yeah. So while you look for that, I will read this from TiffinOhio.net. Tiffin police find body of missing man near Sandusky River. So at least they were looking for him, I guess. Or not. Police discovered the body of a man who had been missing for several days during a search operation Thursday morning. I guess I could have just read the whole sentence. Law enforcement officials from the Tiffin Police Department and the Seneca County Sheriff's Office found the body on the banks of the Sandusky River. TPD has contacted the Ohio Bureau of Criminal Investigation to conduct a thorough investigation of the scene. The man, identified as 35-year-old Joseph Collingsworth of Milan, was last seen March 12th, so 5 days, around 3 a.m. That's a long time. His girlfriend must not have lived around there, because it doesn't seem like that. Well, anyways, I'll keep reading. At the time, Collingsworth had left his girlfriend's home in Tiffin without any shoes and said he was going on a walk, according to police. The Tiffin Police Department, Seneca County Sheriff's Office, and the regional drone team conducted the search Thursday morning, which led to Collingsworth's body being discovered. Officers from the Tiffin Police Department have notified Collingsworth's next of kin. The case remains under investigation. Anyone that may have helpful information is asked to contact the Tiffin Police Department at 419-447-2323 or the cab company at 3232. Don't get them confused when you're done at the bar. Or do. You'll get a ride either way.
So I found the post.
Okay.
It was 5 days ago. It says, have you seen this man left off of Dallas Street Friday night?
That's right over there.
Yeah.
And Water Street is not far. That is not a far distance.
No. Reported missing. It does say contact Tiffin Police and that says his name. And then the first comment is who, and I think they edited it to say that he is reported missing because I don't remember that part initially. Because the first comment says, who is he and why do you think he is missing? I pray y'all find him and he is okay, whoever he is. And then someone said, name would be helpful.
Also, then they edited.
Yes. So then it just says who he is. And then it's just random, like, was there a disagreement or their suicidal thoughts? More info on this would be helpful. And then, of course, someone had to be dumb and say, if you do see him, tell him to get back to work. We shorthanded. That's what they said. We shorthanded.
Why are people asking?
But then people said, oh, it looks like somebody I know from Milan. So people knew him.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
So there has been no more news on this since they found him a few days ago. So this is certainly an investigation that we will be following as professional investigators that we are.
Yes.
Extremely professional. So that's all things murder related. Excuse me. That's how you have to do it. I used to work with this lady who burped so often, and it was so loud. Stop it! And I would always be like, you have got to start burping inside yourself. It's just what you have to do. So that's what I did, but it was real loud.
Not like other people we know that just...
Yeah, I normally do that.
I'm referring to a certain male.
Who?
No.
My dad? Oh, yeah. Hey.
Do you want to come back up here?
You can come up, my love. There you go.
I know. I made a move without asking you permission. I'm sorry.
You'll learn. Manjichi. Then I wrote down my interesting things last night when I was a little, you know, whatever, having my medicine. It was the hypnosis podcast was the first thing I wrote down. I love these hypnosis podcasts. That's all? Yeah. And I listened to one the other night, and I didn't know how to set the sleep timer on the podcast.
Okay.
And I wanted to, you know, listen to the whole episode. And then it played a bunch of episodes after that. And the next episode was quit smoking, and then the one after that was end your dependency on cannabis.
Oh.
So I was worried that I accidentally gave up the weeds. But I didn't. Good news. Yeah, la la. Everything's fine.
It's all good.
Yeah. This is almost empty. So, the hypnosis podcast, I highly recommend them. It's an excellent way to fall asleep. And I have felt a little bit more relaxed,
I
think. I
might need that. I have not been sleeping, though.
They have ones that are, like, just specifically for sleep, and they have ones that are for, like, anxiety and depression. And I had some that were PTSD, and then they have, like, just, like, bedtime stories and stuff, too. There's all kinds of them. I bought, like, some books and albums, and I hated them, and I just keep going back to the podcasts.
I will have to try it. I don't have to get up in the middle anymore, so.
Oh, well, that's good.
My child sleeps through the night.
That's excellent. Mm-hmm. Meditation Station. Is the name of one of them. And
I'm
another
just
one is
gonna
Sleep
look up right now.
Yeah, I really like them.
I find them on my phone because I just got a new phone, so I'm like, where did I
put we have the same phone, even the same color.
Dun, dun, dun.
Where is
your phone? You just had it.
This is my life.
Had it.
Here it is. Jim is just over here. See what I deal with all day, every day. Is me, phone, remote, keys. Film remote keys.
What did you say it was?
Meditation station. And also Sleep Cove. Okay. And there's another one that a woman with an Australian accent who sounds like one of the Real Housewives of Melbourne is the one who does that. I hate saying Melbourne. I know that's how you're supposed to say it, and you're a dummy if you say Melbourne, but it feels so inauthentic to me to say it like it's in a different accent. To me, it's like if I were going to say a word in some other language and do an accent. I feel like it's weird and I shouldn't do it. But that's just because I'm a weirdo. So, besides the hypnosis podcasts, I binged a bunch of shows. Every time there's a new show on, I've already watched it. Life and Beth is such a good show on Hulu.
I haven't even... I have thought about it. I haven't had enough time to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it keeps popping up on my, For You or...
Yeah. I don't have a whole lot of good luck finding stuff on Hulu that I'm not specifically looking for. But,
She just chew on my finger.
She got a little carried away with her kisses.
I just felt a little nibble.
No, don't be silly. So, it's really good.
Okay.
It's really good. And it's like... I don't think they come right out and say that the love interest is, like, on the autism spectrum or anything, but it's implied.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and so it's really interesting to see... that in a normal show, you know, like, not,
yes,
you know, on those stupid religious channels that have really dumb uplifting movies. But it's just, like, it's not that cheesy, very special episode kind of shit. It's
mm-hmm.
just these people having these weird things happen and shit. I described a sitcom.
Definitely gonna have to check it out.
Yes, it's very good. I love Amy Schumer. And I don't really like Michael Cera, though, but I like this movie.
Is it a movie or is it a television
show? I mean, it's a television show. Or it's a really long movie, depending on how you watch it.
Well, in my case, it'd probably be a really long movie.
Yeah, I watched all the way to episode 9, not really realizing there was only one more left, and then I went to bed. So I had one episode to watch yesterday. But it was good. I hope there's another season.
There better be.
It feels like they left it with that there would be more story to tell, or that there could be more story to tell, so I hope so.
They probably just want to wait and see.
Yeah, make sure it's a hit first.
Before we just...
Yeah, they aren't going to green light some stuff with a female star, just without any proof of concept.
For sure.
Uh-huh. Holy Heist is another thing I watched.
What's that on?
Discovery Plus.
I don't have that.
I do, and I can give you a login for it. It was... Jim, what was it about?
What?
Holy Heist.
That, like, the church covered up somebody's heist. They were part of it. The one guy hid at the church.
Was he was a priest, wasn't he?
No, they interviewed a priest about it.
Oh.
But he was like friends with the guy.
They hid it in the church? I watched
the
whole thing.
Guy, yeah, the guy was staying at like a church housing.
Okay.
And he hid a suitcase there. Of the money.
Okay, so... I liked it, but I don't really remember it. But if I sat here and started watching it for a
you
couple
remember.
Minutes, I'd remember everything about it. But it was very interesting. It held me to the end. Maybe it'll hold me again. Pre-made sheds. This is something I need to talk about. Jim
Are you
is
getting one?
I guess. He's very concerned about this. Every time he sees me over here shopping online, he's like, I don't see you looking for sheds. Because he...
What, does he want you to get a she shed so you're not...
Yeah. But he wants to use it. His sale to me, his sales pitch is your she shed for your art and going outside when it's raining and storage.
Well, yeah, then Jesus can't ruin it.
Right. Jesus ruins a lot of my paintings because I'm messy, so I can only paint outside. That's my own rule. That's nobody else's.
But they look beautiful.
I do enjoy them. I have started my wall of art, you see.
I'm going to get a drink of coffee.
So I do these acrylic paint pouring, and it's really fun, and it's wonderful to watch. And I'm sure I've talked about it a dozen times. What? You were looking at me like I said something dumb. I thought maybe I said something dumb. Well, anyway, I am an accomplished artist with an entire installation in a major gallery that is my house. On top of the wallpaper, because I'm a rebel. I have bamboo wallpaper. I know, I did a shitty job. And right here, it's not lined up. And I was doing my reading thing. And the very first day I had this up, the kid was like, is that a screen or is that a fake background? And I was like, no, it's
green
wallpaper.
Screen.
Yeah. He was like, oh, I can tell because it's messed up right there. Yes.
Thanks, you second grader.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, they're good kids. We read about Bigfoot last time.
Ooh.
Yeah. I do like a remote volunteer reading thing. It's just on Zoom. So I sit on my couch and I read stories. Sometimes Jim's awake and he's here and he listens to them. So he's learned about Balto.
Oh.
And I don't think he was here for Bigfoot. But, I mean, they're interesting stories. We were reading about edible insects. And he said he was ordering some on Amazon, but I thought he was serious. I was kind of scared. And I might actually have to eat them.
I almost overeat.
Luckily,
they have them in candy stores.
Ooh. I didn't really want to try them, but I got to tell you, the book made it sound like a really good idea. They were really selling you on it. Very high in protein. Very nutritious, apparently. So pre-made sheds is what I have to find. And
there's not really anywhere that has them. Like, they used to have them, like, in the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're just kind of disappeared again.
Yeah.
But you might be able to go to, like, Lowe's and find one.
They have them online at Lowe's. I don't know. I don't understand them yet. Like, how they get put there.
They put them on a trailer and deliver it to you.
But then they just set it down on the ground? Because he wants to put it on that pad where there's supposed to be a garage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's, I don't know why, it feels to me like this is wrong or something. I don't know. But I want, listen, don't you look at me like that. You know how I get when I'm me.
When I'm me?
Because I was going to say hi, but that's not really an excuse. I'm not really that much different. Except my eyes are smaller. But they aren't very big to begin with. They're bigger now since I had them done. But I don't think he did a very good job. But that's all right. We don't have to talk about that. I never think anyone does a good job, so... But I am going to get some more cheek filler, I think.
Going here in town?
Yeah, to June. I really like her. I had Botox done from her. And she put some in my scalp for my migraines since I stopped doing that. Because it was stressful. And insurance and all that shit that makes me irate. And then I have a meltdown.
Yes.
But those are getting better with the hypnosis and the therapy. And they're doing the homework. It's Small towns are fucking weird, you guys. You don't even understand. And, well, maybe you do. Maybe you're from one. I don't know. I don't know you. Why don't you tell me something about yourself? Instead of making me do all the talking. Jesus Christ. I don't want to get another tattoo. I wrote down I wanted to get a tattoo idea, but I don't care. It's not an interesting thing. Oh, and then I wrote down some paint pouring stuff I wanted to remember to try. I found a toothbrush. God, that reminded me of another thing I have to do. When I was picking up in the bathroom, I found one of those toothbrushes you get from the dentist, you know. And I want to make sure I remember to go in there and save that so I can use it to flick paint on my paintings.
I have toothbrushes.
Oh.
Do you need some more?
Probably not, but possibly. Depends on how the first one goes.
Because somehow Bailey ended up with like 5 toothbrushes and she doesn't need 5.
Nice.
And she thinks that she needs to use all 5 and I need to get them out of the house.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to get another one soon because I have to call and reschedule my dentist appointment, which is really interesting for everybody. But I have to remember to do that. And that just reminded me because my appointment is for 5 minutes after I'm supposed to be done with my reading thing online.
Mm-hmm. You can sit in the parking lot.
I'm not going to trust that I'll have a good enough connection on my phone and I won't be able to read it on my phone. You won't be able to see the small little type. And the airbrush, I don't have an airbrush, so I don't know why I wrote down that I wanted to do the airbrush stars, but it was really cool on this painting that they did. They added these little stars in with an airbrush with the white paint.
That'd really be cool. Pretty.
Yeah. But I don't have one. I don't even think I have my makeup airbrush anymore because I had it for so long and never used it. I'll have to check if I have it.
You might be able to use that.
I'll try it because I'm not using it otherwise, so I don't care if I ruin it. This one is Runts.
Ooh.
I don't know why they have different names. I mean, I don't know how they come up with their names, like...
Candy.
Yeah, but I don't know what makes it that. I think they just make it up. But this has a little bit of pink nail polish on it. And I told myself, that way I know that it is the hybrid one.
Oh.
I don't know why. And then I have my indigo one. I put a blue nail polish on it because that's for nighttime. And it was a dark blue like the sky. Oh,
there you go.
Yeah.
As long as you know what they mean.
I know. The daytime one, I use like a lime green nail polish, kind of like that box.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why I did that for daytime, but that's what I did.
It's fine.
Those are from that candle and the air freshener in the doorway. They're brand new and I love them. I got myself fancy ones.
Nice.
Smells like weed and candles. The weed's strong. The weed smells strong. Yes.
See, that's okay.
Yes, that's my medicine, and I need it so that I can relax. And it works. And I find that very helpful. Especially since it's too cold to float.
Yes, floating. Hopefully soon.
Yeah, I'm probably going to have to get a new pool because I never did find a place to store it, so it was outside. But that's okay. It's worth it to have that because that is awesome. I'm sure I talked about this before. I got a little, like, backyard little inflatable pool that's big enough you can float in it. And that's
amazing. Or big
enough
for my 4-year-old to play in.
Yes, definitely. Definitely. That would be like Barbie's dream house for a little kid. Oh my gosh, I would have felt like the coolest kid if I had that big of a blow-up pool. Why didn't we ever have one?
Did we? Sprinklers.
We did, but I liked to run through the sprinklers on the driveway because I didn't like the grass on my feet. I hate wet grass on my feet.
I would go put it in between the trees. Because I would only ever run through a sprinkler at your house.
Yeah. I hated that. I hated the grass on my feet. Ugh. Why Why is that so gross? It's still gross.
I don't know. I just remember putting the sprinkler in between the trees.
Yeah. I put it in the driveway. That's where it goes.
I don't ever remember being watched while I was playing in the sprinkler.
I don't either.
Now that I, like, think about it.
Well, a lot of time when I was playing in the sprinkler, it was probably your mom who was supposed to be watching me. Because she watched us in the summer.
We would go over there after she got off work, though. We were always over there.
Oh, yeah. It's kind of like a long line of sisters that has aunts and cousins and mothers.
Yeah.
It's our family dynamic. That's what it is. Maybe I should have taken my daytime. I mean, this is hybrid, so it's both. But those are all the fun, exciting notes that I had for interesting things to talk about since we don't know who the killer is.
I can't wait to hear from Cappy.
I know. Or even if I don't hear from him and there's just like a press announcement that they found, I mean, I don't care. I just want to know.
Gives everybody closure.
It does. Yes, Noodle. Noodle says, yay. Mom, I didn't say that. I know, baby. Well, that's all I have on my list, so I think that's our show for today.
Thanks for letting me be a guest.
Well, thanks for coming.
Star?
Yeah, the other guest hosts, like, have families and lives and friends and stuff to do. Blah, blah, blah. But I don't.
My kids are sleeping, so.
Oh, okay.
It's nap time.
Yeah, mine are clearly not. I don't have any.
You have fur babies.
I do. We love our fur babies. Okay, thank you very much, everybody, for listening. Bye.
Bye.